insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. So stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون.
This is a surah which we have sent down and made that within it obligatory and revealed therein verses of clear evidence that you might remember.
Dear listeners, in the previous episode, we tried to have a look at this surah, chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran. We tried to have a grand view of this surah. About the virtue of this surah, Surah An-Nur, the Prophet ﷺ has stated in a tradition, whoever reads Surah An-Nur and applies it in his life, for each faithful woman and man who were in the past and will be in the future, Allah will give him 10 good acts as reward. In this regard, Imam Sadiq ﷺ has said, protect your progeny and preserve your chastity by reading Surah An-Nur, and immunize your own wives against deviations through obeying its commandments. Because whoever continues reading this holy surah in every day and night, none of his family members will commit indecency as long as he lives. So, dear listeners, what we can say is that paying attention to the contents of this surah, which stands against immodesty through various ways of efficient struggles with factors of deviation from the path of chastity, makes clear the main idea of this tradition, as well as its practical concepts, and even the practical concepts of other traditions of the holy imams and infallibles. So this surah has different sections, and in the first section, it talks about punishment for adultery. So it starts saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Suratun anzalnaha wa faradnaha wa anzalna fiha ayatin bayyinat لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Suratun anzalnaha, this is a surah which we have sent down, وَفَرَضْنَاهَا, and we have enjoined, وَأَنزَلْنَا فِيهَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ, and in it we have sent down clear signs, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you might remember. The Quranic word surah is an appellation taken by Allah for a collection of verses in the Holy Quran. What we know is that the name of this surah is Nur, and it is because of the 35th verse, which is one of the most conspicuous verses of the surah. Furthermore, the content of this surah is especially luminous. It grants men and women in families and societies the light of chastity and virginity. It gives tongues and speeches the light of piety and veracity. It gives hearts and souls the light of monotheism, theism, belief in the resurrection, and resignation to the godly invitation of the Prophet ﷺ. So the first verse of the surah concisely indicates all these discussions in this surah.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So the first verse says, Suratun anzalnaha wa faradnaha. This is a surah which we have sent down and we have enjoined. Wa anzalna fiha ayatin bayyinat. And we have in it sent down clear signs. La'allakum tadhakkarun. So that you might remember. The Arabic word surah is derived from the word sur, meaning the height of a building. Then it was applied to the high walls that were built around cities for protecting against enemies' attacks. And since these walls separated city from the surrounding regions, this word gradually has been applied to a section or a part of something, including a section or piece of the Qur'an, which is separated from the rest of it. So, surah means something that protects it from being polluted by the others, from being mixed with the other things. Some philologists have also said that the word surah is applied to high, beautiful, erected buildings as well as various parts of a big structure with the same proportion. It is applied to the various parts of the Quran which are separated from each other. Anyway, this sentence refers to the fact that all ordinances and subjects of this surah, including rules, rites, doctrines, are extraordinarily important because all of them have been sent down by Allah. Suratun anzalnaha. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.